Welcome to Kinktober Day 3, right? Hot on the heels of praise, I figured today we'd talk about degradation. Degradation is something that I have a lot of opinions about. In fact, so many that I'm going to lay out a few of the things that we're going to talk about today. I want to touch on degradation as a concept and how it's often misused. I want to talk about degradation in comparison with other things around degradation. And lastly, I want to talk about degradation in a very fluid sense. And although that may not make sense right now, we'll get into it. Don't worry. Before I get into and say any of this, I want you to know that if you're listening and you think to yourself, degradation just isn't for me, and I don't think anyone's going to change my mind, that's perfectly okay. If your mind is changed over the course of this audio, wonderful. I hope you're willing to give it a shot. But if it's not, that's okay. By no means does not being into degradation make you anything but you. And you are a wonderful, incredible human being with perfectly valid fears and interests. And it's okay to be confident in who you are and know the things you do and don't like. So do not feel pressured just because I love these acts that I expect you to as well. I don't. I expect you to be you, and above all else, as a Dom, I love nothing more than seeing someone be happy. And that's all I would ever ask of anyone. So, let's get started. I want to talk about degradation and how many Doms really don't get it right. We did the Toxic Boyfriend series, and I think in that, many people thought to themselves, well, that didn't feel very toxic. And others thought, this feels extremely toxic. And I think part of all that has to do with sincerity. Something that I get commented quite often is that there's a sincerity in my Doming. There's a touch of emotional connection. For some people, that's completely disarming. I want to make something very clear, right up front. Just because you feel disarmed or at ease does not mean that somebody is not degrading you. And on the flip side, if someone is degrading you and you feel gross and hated, that is inherently slightly problematic and should have been discussed ahead of time. Throughout any scenario we talk about today, degradation more so than almost any other non-physical kink requires conversation first. I myself have gone as far as to ask explicitly, what are the sentences you want me to say? What are the terms that you want to hear as you get closer and closer to that depravity that you're looking to enter as a mind space? How can I help give you what you want? That is one of the only ways to properly, safely, and consensually engage in degradation. Now, the actual words themselves can take some difficulty. Sincerity is key, a genuine feeling of trust and connection that kind of plays a background role, and a sense of sincerity and wickedness up front that tends to play more into the scene. To describe the difference between the two, one is knowing that your partner will still take you out to pizza at the end of the day and call your smile cute when you get marinara sauce on your face, and the other is knowing that as your partner looks down on you, face pressed against the floor, their handprint on your ass, shirt shoved around your head, skirt being used to pull you by your body, and you hear the words, what a fucking brainless toy you've become. That you can hear the love in both of those things, because there should be love. Degradation should be rooted in a mutual understanding of what a safe space is. And that's okay. I strongly advise against ever improving a degradation scene without explicit understanding and trust. The audio RP space is one of those areas where you can just turn it off. If you don't like it, you can leave it. I know that a lot of people listening right now might not feel comfortable leaving if it were a real scenario. I urge you, if you are with someone who openly engages in degradation prior to talking to you about it, you should stop. All of the fantasy that we talk about for the rest of this audio is built on the background that you feel safe. Do not chase this with people you don't trust. They will ignore you and you will feel bad. And I don't want that to happen. Find a partner you trust, that you really care about, that cares about you, even if it's just platonic, and put your very, very slutty fate in their hands. Now, with that out of the way, why don't we talk about the fun stuff? Degradation often gets boiled down to being called names. Slut, whore, toy, pig, you name them. There's all sorts of famous terms. However, really, degradation is more about putting your partner in a mindset. And if you open yourself up to that, there are so many more wonderful things that we could degrade someone into. Personal favorites of mine are people just meant for breeding, stripping away every other moment and piece of humanity, just to be used, filled, bred over and over and over. A beautiful reduction of everything beautiful and wonderful about somebody, and truly just using them for the things that you enjoy in that moment. A beautiful thing that can really enhance a lot of sensations in the moment. If you're into it, breeding and cream pie kink taken to an extreme often contain extreme amounts of degradation. A very fun one. On the other hand, we can talk about reducing somebody, taking away the beauty of their body and mind and sexuality, turning them just into a toy. Key phrases here often sound something along the lines of, "You can do better than that. Is that all you are? I thought you'd fuck better than this." Taunting, goading, weakening, all key elements of this particular type of degradation. Spurring someone on to prove that they're better, being given an opportunity. This sometimes looks like cocky exes, abusive bosses, things like that in roleplay, and is another particular favorite of mine. Again, some of you out there might be thinking, this doesn't sound like degradation. Well, that's because it's degradation done right. Degradation done right should always have an upside. Now, that doesn't mean that there's a problem with very basic degradation. Name calling like slut, whore. These are fine. Very fun, but very fine. One of the things that you can use to really accentuate this, if you're ever thinking about building scenes, is the promising of contractual relationship. This is something extremely, extremely difficult to put together outside of a sexual context. However, inside of a sexual context, inside of play, I think is absolutely fun. Looking someone in the eye and saying, "I'm going to pull out right now, unless you really are ready to commit. If you're ready to become my plaything every fucking day, to kneel by the door when I come home with an open mouth and a willing spirit, then I suppose if you behave, I could cream pie you. I could make this deal official. I could finalize this beautiful little relationship of ours. I've been wanting a new toy for so long." These building of contractual relationships is one of the things that makes incubus and demons so hot. It's the surrendering of willpower in that moment for pleasure, to agree to things that you may not necessarily actually want or enjoy, because the sex is just that good. Another classic degradation scenario is the complete removal of any personality or autonomy. It's the sharing. Sometimes in the room, sometimes glory hole, sometimes nudes, things like that. This form of degradation is one that, again, you do need to be cautious about outside of play spaces. However, inside of play spaces, have your fun. Have a partner whisper in your ear, "I can't wait till all my friends get to see how lucky I am. I'll get to see the woman that I brought home, that I took for myself. I'll share you with everybody that asks because you deserve to get passed around." You deserve to have every inch of your body explored by anybody who asks, don't you think? Oh, I think so, baby. If you didn't, you wouldn't be this fucking pretty. Things like this, again, may not inherently feel like they're rooted there, but the degradation is a key part of things. Well, with all those fun ideas floating around in my head, I figured we could spend a little bit of time closing us out, talking about degradation in a much more fluid sense. Degradation is something that should be thought of as a give and take of a biorhythm. No matter how deep and depraved you go into a mental state, it's important that whoever you trust with this knows the steps to bring you back. If a dom is going to threaten all sorts of awful things, to joke about contracts, the removal of will, passing you around to friends, breeding you and turning you into cattle stock, these things need to be addressed outside of the scenario. And they don't need to be addressed verbally. You don't need to have a sit-down conversation saying, "Now, dear, did you really say these things and mean them? Or were you just engaging in play?" Sometimes that's necessary and helpful, but a lot of the times, all it takes is a tender touch. If you were to engage in this physical contact or mental space with somebody else, I would just ask that you bring them back. Give them a place to come home to. Take that negative space that you put them in and bring them back out. If you put someone so deep into their own mind that the only thing they can think about is the pleasure racking their body, you at least need to be partially responsible for bringing that back up. It's very fluid, and you should be able to clearly communicate with somebody that they didn't properly take care of your needs if they failed. You are never being a burden, setting boundaries, and asking for them to be respected. This is an important part of degradation, and honestly the most important part. To pull someone back from the negative headspace that you put them in is not only important. In my mind, it is mandatory for successful, consensual, safe play. Now, I know this could have been a lot sexier and a lot hotter, but degradation is something that I just feel so passionately about that I just wanted to talk about it today. Don't worry, though. We've got some topics coming up that I might not be able to keep my composure during. But you wouldn't mind that, would you? You wouldn't mind hearing about things that I can't control myself during, would you? To hear about how much I would love to fill you up slowly, time and time again. To tie you up in beautiful pink rope. Adorn you with all the jewelry that I could ever fit to you. Remind you how beautiful you are. And then bend you over and take you. You'd feel my hands explore your body, every beautiful little thing we've done together. Trace the letters marking beautiful right above cum slut. To truly feel how much I crave you. Because that's why it's so important we iron out degradation, you see. It's a key part of all the kinks that we'll talk about that I fucking love. Oh, baby, I love them so much. To mark you and bind you, lift you in the air and fuck you senseless. To deny you the orgasm you crave so badly because you don't get to decide when you come. Toys don't get to decide when they come. Oh God, and don't even get me started when we get into the latter half of the month. All sorts of monsters and beasts. Degradation is key there, isn't it? I mean, come on. A werewolf picking you up, pinning you, taking you and holding you. What are you to them? What are you to something that much stronger, taller, more powerful than you? You're an eager set of holes, aren't you? It's okay to admit it. It won't be the only thing you'll be admitting this month. Now then. Have a wonderful night. Talk to you soon.